This call may be recorded. Press.
Morning.
Hi, you in Ponte Vedra?
I'm in Mayport right now.
Oh.
How's it going?
Good. Did you listen to our call last night?
No. Sorry, was I supposed to?
That's definitely what you told me you were going to do.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because of the part where I told you what you could have said?
Yeah.
And you think I thought you were going to write it down and call me and read it back to me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I will do that.
Yeah, last night's already over. What'd you do last night instead?
Hooked up the hard drive.
Yeah?
Need another power strip.
Yeah?
I have at the apartment.
At what apartment?
Well, I say I have. There's one at the downstairs apartment I was going to get.
Oh, okay. I got a horrible application yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was horrible about it?
Well, it was just like credit score 453.
Oh, gosh.
Self-employed hairstylist, self-employed caregiver, without any, like, work reference phone numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Smoker.
How does somebody like that ever rent a place?
I think generally they would have to live with someone else, which I think is what she's doing right now. Which I'm just telling you my, like, intuition on it.
Yeah.
I think can end up being essentially being in unhealthy relationships for the purpose of
right.
having housing.
Right.
And also in shared living situations that are not good for the children involved.
Yeah.
And of course, while you're doing that, your credit score could be improving.
Right.
Because stuff falls off of your report and you can stop missing payments.
Definitely reminds me of my mom's early single years.
Oh, you never mentioned that before.
No.
You think that some of her relationships were because she couldn't get a rental?
It hadn't occurred to me before, but yeah. And she had, you know, quote unquote roommates early on that clearly ended up being relationships. I don't know if those are just misrepresented or developed into that as a codependent thing. I couldn't honestly guess.
Yeah, but it makes sense. Like, all the money that that person was contributing to rent was money that she was able to spend on something else instead.
Pretty much. sorry that I hurt you. I will listen to that call.
Yeah. Like, on my end, I hate it enough that you are basically telling me that I have to dictate your behaviors and dictate your actions to you. Because that's not who I am, and that's not how. Well, in order for you to do it, you're not going to wake up one day and decide to make good financial decisions yourself. You're not going to wake up one day and decide to manage your time well yourself. Like, the only way it's going to happen is if I divorce you, if you don't. It's not a situation I ever would have chosen. It's not a situation that I like. It's not a situation that is respectful of me, and it's not a situation that is flattering me. I really, 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 really don't like it. I don't like the role I've been cast in. I don't like it. And I don't like, I feel like you're leveraging me having to react to the situation you've created this way to make me look and feel even worse. Trying to make it like I don't have to do this, and I'm just like doing that because I'm controlling.
Well, I don't understand.
I think it's interesting that when I talk about what you need to do in front of somebody else, like in front of CA, you can act all, like, understanding toward me and submissive toward me and willing to do whatever to help me be secure toward me.
I am doing but that.
Right, but if it's just the two of us, it's this cold. It's this cold attitude, like, okay, all right. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason you don't talk that way in front of CA. And there's a reason that you don't show the tenderness and willingness and compassion when it's just the two of us.
I don't understand you, honey. I don't know how I can do more for you.
Well, if you were to treat me when it's just the two of us on the phone the same way that you treat me when CA's at the table, then we'd be fine. Because when he's at the table, you take my concerns seriously, and you take the things I'm asking you to do as being legitimate requests.
You understand that we don't agree about...
feel respected. You don't talk this way to me in front of him, is what I'm saying.
Because you're not trying to get me to agree with you in front of him. It doesn't mean that I agree with you because I do.
I'm not... No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. I'm not doing anything different. I'm not trying to get you to agree with me. I'm telling you that you being so cold and ugly and dismissive about it is casting me into a role of being controlling. You're treating me as though your opinion about how you should be allowed to do all this stuff that's damaging to our family is more legitimate, and my opinion about how you should do it this way is less legitimate, and you're having to bow down and lower yourself to the lowly level of doing things in an illegitimate wrong way because she's controlling. Like, you don't say, I disagree about this. We're not going to agree. Like, you don't talk to me that way in front of CA. You don't talk to me that way in front of CA. Like, when there's a third party present who's capable of weighing in and saying that the things that Aaron is asking you to do are reasonable, you behave as though the things Aaron is asking you to do are reasonable. And in so doing, you are tender, and you are kind, and you are warm, and you don't cast me into a role of being controlling and witchy. And everything's okay. There's a reason you behave that way in front of other people, and that's because it's acceptable to behave that way. There's a reason that you don't make an issue out of making me feel bad for being controlling. And it's because it's not really acceptable to treat your wife that way in these circumstances. I hate this whole situation, Dustin. Like, I don't like being like this. I don't want to act like I should control your thoughts, feelings, and attitudes any more than I want to be the one who has to control your actions. I don't like this. Dr. Kropp thought that you needed twice weekly counseling. Have you made any appointments yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Do you still want me to wait for his office to call and make a recommendation?
I think that it is your healthcare, and it's up to you.
I didn't understand what you said about dictating my feelings or something. Can't dictate feelings.
Oh, like on the phone yesterday, originally all I wanted to do was, like, help you know what steps you could take this week when you get off of work each evening.
What I could what?
What actionable steps you could take each evening when you get off of work this week. Like, actions, like just, you know what I mean? Things you can do. Because when we were deciding to move into the McDonald's house, the conversation that we had was that they said that you were welcome as long as you were showing a willingness to do the things that I'm asking you to do to restore our marriage. That was the condition. And you knew that the first thing that you were going to be asked was to let me manage the finances while you live on an allowance. And it was, like, very, very, very clear to you, like, it was explicitly stated that there was a way more coming that you would need to do. And that I couldn't tell you a whole list of everything that was going to be required, but the first was the money. And as you're given all the other actions and all the other requirements, you're expected to show a willingness to do them in order to keep living with the McDonald's. And so I was telling you this week, like, there's a requirement. You're expected to focus on getting caught up on all the taxes, and you're expected to quit vaping.
I'm not going to quit vaping this week.
I know. But I thought that I was giving you actions that you could take to restore our marriage. You understand what I'm saying? Actions, like, those are actual things you can do, they're behaviors.
Yeah, those don't really have anything to do with emotions.
Right, except that when I told you those, you didn't respond to me the way you would have responded if we were sitting at a table with CA. So it wasn't my intention to tell you how you had to feel about the requirements. It wasn't my intention to say that you had to agree that those are the right things. It wasn't my intention to say that you have to have a certain attitude about it. Like, wasn't ever my intention to then turn around and say you need to say these words in response to me telling you actions you can take. However, your response was very cold, and your response was emotionally punishing to me. And I cannot stay in this role of being the one to tell you what actions you should be taking if I'm going to get emotionally punished for delivering that information to you. I wasn't expecting you to respond so coldly to me. I wasn't expecting to feel emotionally punished. I was expecting you to have an appreciative, joyful attitude about hearing the actions, similar to how you had an appreciative, joyful attitude when you had the opportunity to start by living on an allowance, and the appreciative, joyful attitude that you showed that when we were at the McDonald's house sitting down with CA, like, that was what I expected. And if you have that appreciative, joyful attitude, then this can work. Because I can lower myself and I can sink down to the pathetic level of being a woman who tells her husband what to do because that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make in order for our relationship to work. But I can't do that if you're going to punish me emotionally for being willing to take on that burden. Like, if that's how I'm going to get treated when I tell you what needs to happen, then I can't tell you what needs to happen, and we can't be married. I just can't do it. And so, as much as I hate being the one to tell you that you need to do the taxes, I even more hate being the one to tell you, when I tell you to do the taxes, you need to respond by saying these words to me.
I do not need you to tell me to do the taxes. I've been asking for my hard drive for well over a month.
Okay, that's a great example of a way you cannot treat me.
It's a great example of what's actually happened.
No, you're blame shifting, Dustin. 2018 taxes were due March 2019.
No,
then after the... Okay, so the extension, they were due October.
And they
fine,
were...
October. Let's call it October 2019. And I didn't have your heart
drive
until, like,
and you were in the beginning throes of divorcing me and taking over all of our financial accounts.
You're being terrible. You're being terrible to me. I didn't deserve any of what you just said. It's awful. This can't work. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault
that you didn't file taxes on time. That's not
you're
my
saying
fault.
That it's your fault that I didn't file taxes on time.
Yes, you are. Yes, you're saying you've had my hard drive for a month. I don't need you to tell me to do taxes. And you were the one in the throes of divorcing me and taking over all our financial accounts. Like, you cannot do that. You can't. You can't. You can't do that.
Okay, I won't do that. I will not do that. I don't like this either, Aaron. I don't want you to be sad.
You just said some really awful things.
What was awful about it?
I don't understand
what's awful about it.
You said, I don't need you to tell me to do taxes.
What's awful about that? That you're telling me you don't want to have to tell me to do taxes.
case when the taxes are done, Dustin. It doesn't become the case when you shame me for being a controlling wife. You're acting like I'm delusional and I'm making up this idea that that's something that needs to be done to restore our marriage. You're making it seem like I'm just controlling, like I'm just making up things to just try to control you about. Like, that is not an okay way to frame me. It's not an okay way to frame what kind of wife I am. It's not okay. The truth, the actual truth, is that the taxes needed to be done a long time ago. The truth, the actual truth, is that accounting should be entered as it happens, not 2 years later. The truth, the actual truth.
The accounting was entered. I can't find it because all of my stuff has been disassembled. So
stop. Like, that's not okay. That's not okay.
Is it okay?
It's not okay because this all happened after the fact. Like, that's not okay for you to do irresponsible things for years and years and years and years and then try to blame it on something somebody else did in response to that after the fact. Like the things
related.
That I did with your computer.
That
no,
the accounting
the
isn't done.
Your computer.
Accounting
the
is
things
done.
That I did,
it's going to have to be
I know
done
that there's a reason that the taxes were not filed, and it's not because of me. It's not because of me. There's a reason the taxes were not filed, and it's not because of me. There's a reason the taxes were not filed, and it's not because of me. I did things way after the fact, years after the fact, years after the fact of your neglect, years after the fact, way after the fact, way, way later, and I was acting in self-defense. I was acting as a victim. I was acting in response to all these really bad things that you did blatantly with complete disregard for how they were affecting me. And my reaction, I know, but you can't take my reaction in January and say that's the cause of everything that happened prior to January. You can't do that.
The taxes have not affected.
I can't. That's not true. You're a liar. Of course it's affected
me. How the taxes affected you?
Because every year I spend weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks feeling bad about myself for not giving you enough time alone in your office. When, seriously, we know that other men don't spend this much time making their wives feel like they need to take care of the entire household by themselves, otherwise they're a failure as a wife to give their husbands the time they need to work on taxes. We know this. It has affected me profoundly. It has affected your children profoundly. And we have not gone to the Springs in Belle, Florida. Ever. The entire lifestyle is disgusting and unworkable. You treat me very badly. You blame everything on me.
I'm not blaming anything.
And yes, you do. You're trying to blame on me the fact that your taxes weren't done. You're lying, Dustin.
Nope.
You're lying. You're going, I've been trying to get my hard drives for over a month. Oh, the accounting
well,
was
that
done
is true.
When it happened, and I just can't access it because you ruined everything with my computers. Like, this is not okay. This is not okay. And I'm saying the fact that you've been treating me this way all along was what I needed to escape, and other people saw that I needed to escape. Our children will not be okay, and it's because of the toxic environment that you create in our household. And I was not able to turn in my mandatory disclosures because you had not done our taxes. And I was not able to do our
taxes.
What?
You could still turn in your disclosures.
I think item number one is tax returns, Dustin.
Okay, so you could turn in the rest of it.
I know, and I did. But that doesn't mean that I'm actually able to divorce you without the taxes done. You know that it's a barrier to get legal freedom from you. No, it's not what this is all about. It's about an entire lifestyle of every moment of every day being controlled by you and your stubborn thinking and your irresponsibility and your inability to complete tasks in a timely manner, and you taking 1,000 times as many minutes on any given project as the number of minutes that that project actually requires in order to get done efficiently in a way that serves a healthy lifestyle. So me saying that I can't divorce you, that's a micro issue. For me to say that I can't get legal freedom from you because the taxes aren't done is a micro issue. It's like a 1/1,000,000th of a percent of the problem, but it is the problem. It pervades every aspect of your life.
If this is about getting the taxes so you can leave me, you've got $400,000 in equity that will cover the rest of the taxes for the rest of your life.
I know, but you can't do a settlement. You can't do a settlement without putting in the paperwork, but that is 1/1,000,000th of a percent of the problem.
If you don't like me and you don't want me to do it, don't enslave me to do it.
I do like you, but I think that you should let me do the taxes from now on because I don't have this problem.
I don't have a problem either.
I think that you should not do taxes anymore. You do, Dustin. You do. It's a problem. It's a big problem. There is no reason for you to not be able to enjoy recreation with your own family. There is no reason for you to spend as much time on these work tasks as you spend on these work tasks. There is no reason for you to have an entire server system for what does not actually take up that much space. There is no reason for it to be a system that other people cannot operate and access easily. There is no
reason. Actually, other people can. Other people can. It doesn't have to be broken.
You know what? You've got to stop that, Dustin. That's ridiculous, and you know it.
All the facts in this conversation have to stop.
No, no.
Everything that...
You have to stop blaming me.
I'm describing things that have actually happened.
You're describing things that are a result of your behavior. And you're blaming those.
I haven't ever broken my hard drive.
You did, Dustin. Everything that you have done in your entire marriage led to that. Everything that you have done in your entire marriage led to that. You need to take ownership of what you have broken, which includes your hard drive.
If I break it, I take responsibility for it.
You need to take responsibility for what you did.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Do you understand that you have cheated on me with that hard drive? Like thousands of hours. I don't understand why I even have to explain this to you. This is not normal. None of this is normal. Going out and roasting your own coffee after midnight while your wife is alone in her bed is not normal. Other men do not do that. It doesn't function. It's not okay.
I like roasting my own coffee.
I know, but it's not normal. It's not normal.
I didn't say it was normal. I like that it's not normal. I like doing it.
I understand that some people have a hobby that they enjoy. And if you had a hobby that you enjoy, that would be okay. But you don't have a hobby you
enjoy.
I know, but the number of things that you have to do in order to be okay that take up long amounts of time and don't actually leave any minutes.
Roasting coffee takes 15 minutes a week, and that's not an unreasonable thing for me to do.
If that was the only thing, it'd be fine, but it's not the only thing. You have an entire server system to babysit. Like,
no,
it's not any one of these things, but when you add them all together, you don't go to the Springs with your own family, Dustin. You're not okay. You need Julie because your life is not normal. You need to have a normal life, and it's not working. Because you love all of these things more than you love your own family.
That's not true.
It is true. If you have spare time to roast coffee, it'd be fine. But you've got to recognize you don't have spare time for that. And if you're going to have a 15-minute hobby, it should be getting in bed with your wife and looking at her eyes and caring about her. That could be your 15 minutes a week. But if you don't have 15 minutes for that, you don't have 15 minutes to drink coffee. You just don't.
Well, I think that's fair.
I know, but it's not just the coffee roasting, Dustin. If we wanted to add
up
all
the things... pretending that the server requires some kind of interaction.
No,
it's
not.
It does not.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not. Like, I asked
you what
you did last night. No, I asked you what you did last night, and you plugged it in, but couldn't plug it in all the way because you need a surge protector. That's not normal, Dustin. Other men don't need that much extra stuff just to access their files. It's an unnecessarily complex system.
Well, I like it.
I know
can't
that.
Argue with you right now. I gotta go back to work. I've been sitting outside, not working.
I understand, but these things that you do that are unnecessarily complex are not normal, and they're stopping you from having a normal life.
Oh.
It's unnecessarily complex to roast your own coffee. It's unnecessarily complex to have your own server system, and that's like, again, I'm not even talking about.
I don't find them particularly abnormal.
On their own, no, but I'm only talking about, like, less than a small fraction of your life that stops you from being able to love your family. If it was just those, like,
do you want to make a comprehensive list of, like, the things that I enjoy that I'm not allowed to do, and then I'll see how many of them I can get rid of for you?
That's ridiculous.
Well, I think the two that you selected are ridiculous.
Nobody can live this way.
What?
Nobody can live this way, Dustin. You can't live this way.
15 minutes roasting things. Coffee and a server that holds my files since I've been in.
Why are you treating me like dirt? You're the one who ended up with depression because of these behaviors. You're the one who cheated on me with Julie because of these behaviors. You're the one who blocked my phone number because of these behaviors. I didn't cause any of that. I'm not the one who's showing that this is some kind of a problem. I didn't come up on my own with, oh my goodness, he roasts coffee. This is a problem. He needs to quit. Like, if that was how I am, that would have happened like 14 years ago. I'm not like that, Dustin. I'm not like that. I don't control you. I don't tell you how to spend your time. I don't tell you what your hobbies should be. I stand back and let you self-destruct. You know that about me. You know that I don't control you. You know that I let you destroy your own soul before my eyes with my complete, undying love and support. You know that about me. Treating me like dirt because I'm telling you what happened in front of my own eyes. Trying to tell me that I want to control, make a list of all my hobbies that I'm not allowed to do anymore. Like, yeah, I have a wife who wants to, look how long this list is of things that I'm not allowed to do that I love. Everything that I love, she put on this list. I'm not allowed to do anything. I have a wife who doesn't want me to do anything I like. Like that's who I am. I mean, it's absurd. You are absolutely absurd. to not stand up and say, I'm a man and it's my responsibility to cut out everything that is stopping me from honoring God. It's not my job to look to my wife to tell me what to do. But this isn't working. It hasn't worked for a long time. I have depression because of my own behavior, independent of anything my wife has done or not done. I was calling you to try to apologize. For how it got on you last night, about not reacting coldly. Because I'm willing to have some grace for the possibility that your initial reactions are going to be cold when I'm needing you to do things that aren't what you would have chosen on your own. But if it was just your initial reaction, it's a little different than what is actually your core belief about me. Like, I don't think that our marriage can withstand a core belief that your wife is trying to control you. Like, if it's CA saying, you know, Aaron, just tell him what you want. He'll do anything. Aaron, he's sitting right here saying he'll do anything you say, so all you have to do is tell him. Like, that makes sense to him, because when he tells his wife that, it's with a heart of actual love and concern for her welfare. But when you tell me that...
I have concern for your welfare.
Because your heart of telling me, tell me what you want me to do, is not a heart of... I've really screwed up and not loved her well. And I obviously have some major deficits in being able to see what choices I should be making and how I can love my family. And the only way I'm going to do it is if I can trust other people's judgment. Like, if that was the heart, then it would be a workable situation. We'd be in the same situation.
I'm not doing it for you.
Because your response is, you're trying to control me. Your response is, we completely disagree. I'm not going to agree with you. Your response is, you don't have to tell me to do that. Your response is, it's your fault that I didn't do that. Your response is, you were trying to divorce me. Your response is, you had my hard drive. You're like... Like, none of those responses
are consistent.
Those are
facts, not feelings. And
none of those responses are consistent with CA's attitude towards Janie. Like, none of those are... Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Because when you're looking at what your wife needs in order to feel secure that you're actually going to spend time with your family and be kind toward your family and love your family, then that's what you focus on. Not blame shifting onto your wife for telling you stuff that you should have figured out yourself years ago. Like, behaving like CA is going to work if you can, like, display the attitude CA would behave. But we can't have you behave like CA, saying, oh, I'm going to do whatever my wife says because I love her, and then have the attitude, this is ridiculous, my wife is controlling, she's making up all this stuff. I don't even have a problem with that in the first place. I don't know why she says these things about me. It's her fault that I don't have the taxes done. Like, if CA had that attitude towards... If CA had that attitude towards Janie, then it wouldn't work for him to say that she needs to tell him what she needs. It ceases working. It only works when your attitude in that is genuine. And your attitude towards me has not been genuine in being willing to hear what I need you to do. It feels like entrapment.
It hasn't been.
Tell me what you need.
What?
It feels like entrapment. Like, hey, I'll do whatever you ask me to do. Just tell me what you need me to do so that I can twist it around on you and make you feel controlling and make you feel bad and make you feel like your judgment isn't as good as mine and remind you that I don't need you to tell me what to do, but I guess I have to because you have me over the barrel. Like, it's like, oh, you told me that it was safe to tell you what to do, but turns out that was a trick. I can't believe I fell for it. I feel pretty dumb. Why am I so dumb that I keep falling for it? Why am I so dumb that when he tells me that it's safe to tell him what to do, I actually tell him what to do?
I thought you wanted to tell me what to do.
I know, but why am I dumb enough to keep doing it when you just twist it around on me? Like, you're just gathering all this evidence that I'm a controlling wife. You're just reminding me at every turn that I should, like, that my choices are wrong, that you completely disagree with.
That's why you're choosing,
I thought. Happen.
You disagree with me, so you're choosing. I disagree with you, and I'm letting you choose.
But if what you've decided is that what needs to happen is whatever I say, then you're in complete agreement with me by default on absolutely everything. If your decision is what needs to happen is whatever Aaron chooses, then the fact that I choose something means you're in agreement that that's what needs to happen.
It doesn't, Aaron. I'm choosing
by
to
definition,
let you choose.
Because you're saying this. I, Dustin, believe that what needs to happen is whatever Aaron chooses. I've analyzed the situation, and I've determined that if there's something Aaron wants to have happen, that is definitely the best path forward because she's choosing it, and we need to do what she's choosing. Ergo, by default and definition, when I say that something needs to happen, you agree because that's what you've predetermined, that you agree that whatever I say needs to happen is actually the best path forward because we're going with
that. I agree with it.
It does, by default. You agree that it's what needs
to
happen.
I've chosen to let you do it.
Completely on the basis of this is what Aaron wants. That's all the support that argument needs. Aaron wants
got
it.
That support.
In and of itself, is enough evidence for you to agree that it's the best path forward. Aaron wants it. In and of itself, is enough evidence for you to agree that it's definitely the best path forward. And if you don't feel that way, then saying, I want to know what you want, and I'll do whatever you choose, is just a setup. It's a dirty, sneaky setup.
if it's going to be the truth that that's what you've chosen as the best path forward, then you need to believe and behave consistently with that.
All right, Aaron. Well, I am choosing to let you choose.
I know. And what I'm saying is that if that's the case, then your attitude and your warmth and your demeanor towards me needs to not change when you find out what it is that I want. Like, anything I tell you that you can do should fill you with joy at the opportunity to restore our marriage. If you're being filled with contempt and disdain and resentment that you don't like what I'm choosing, then you should make that be the plan in the first place. Because that's not fair to me. You can't expect me to put myself in that vulnerable of a situation. You can't expect me to allow there to actually be any truth to your mom's idea that I'm trying to have power and control. Like, that's not safe for our children.
I don't understand that. You're literally describing wanting to choose everything.
I know, and I'm saying if you're going to frame that as me being controlling, then we need to call it quits and we need to divorce, like, tomorrow. Because it's not a workable situation.
As you
choosing that, you're the one who's choosing it. You're the one who's choosing it, and you need to own that consistently. And if you're not going to own it consistently, then you shouldn't shift in and out of saying that that's what you believe needs to happen.
I'm choosing it because you want it. So choosing it to be deferential to you.
I know, but if you're going to use it against me every time you find out, like, that's not going to work. If you were actually being deferential to me, then when you hear that you need to do the taxes, you'd be excited about that. You'd be like, awesome, I think I can have 2018 done by Friday. And if I work really hard, I could probably have 2019 done by Tuesday. And let me go check and see how much TurboTax costs. I'll get back to you on that. Like, that would be your attitude if you actually held the belief that you're claiming to hold. If you actually believed that you can restore things by being deferential. But you don't. What you actually believe is that you can get out of this thing by framing me as being completely wrong and you being not only completely right, but also deferential to a controlling woman who is messing everything up by her poor judgment.
Not trying to get out of anything.
Completely different. I know, but I'm just saying, if every time I tell you something that needs to happen, you're going to make it seem like you have better judgment on that and I have poorer judgment on that, and I'm controlling and you're not controlling, and you're deferential only because you're so heroic, like, that is not going to work. It's not going to work. You can't do that. You can't make me the villain all the time. You can't be the victim all the time. It doesn't work. It's not okay. That's not you being deferential. That's not you being loving. That's you making me a scapegoat. Like, this situation is really bad. It's a really horrible situation that you've created. And if you want to let me figure out a way to make it work, then you should have nothing but pure appreciation for my willingness to figure out something that's going to make it work. Not take every opportunity you can to point fingers at me for the solution I'm coming up with when I didn't create the situation. There's never going to be a good solution because the situation sucks. Because you made it that way. And you won't take ownership of how bad you screwed everything up.
I don't know what to tell you, honey. I don't want you to be unhappy. You're right. I don't think that I screwed everything up that bad other than our relationship. I don't know what else I can do for you. I'm giving you what you want because I like you. I want you to be happy and content and get what you
then need. When I tell you an action you can take, you should say, awesome, I was hoping that I would have a way I could show love to you today. That's something I can do.
I am doing that. I'm doing that by doing what you're asking me to do. I don't...
But that's not what you said. You said, okay. All right. I'm going to go now. But you're using it as currency for me to see my own children. Like those are... That's your actual attitude about me giving you ways that you can love me.
Okay. I'm sorry that I...
How is that loving me in response to knowing what it is that I need to feel secure? How is that supposed to make me feel secure? How does that work?
To do what you want from me.
Then you should say that. You should say, yes, I'm choosing to do taxes. You should say, oh, I wish I had my desktop computer right now so that I could get started immediately. Bummer, I have to drive all the way to your house to pick it up. Hey, do you want to meet me halfway with the computer so that I can get started even sooner? I can't wait to finish taxes so that I can start spending time with you guys at the house. I mean, those would be, like, responses that are consistent with what you just told me, that you're doing things because you want to show love to me. That would be a consistent response. That would say, oh, yeah, this is a man who's doing the things that I'm asking because he wants to show love to me. But you're not behaving consistent with that. You're behaving consistent with a man who wants his wife to make the decision so that he can blame stuff on her. So he can say, oh, I have to do this because my wife's telling me to do this, even though it is a good decision. Oh, I have to do this.
I think it's fine to do taxes.
What?
I think it's fine to do taxes. Boom.
I know, but you're making a big issue out of how you've never done anything wrong on taxes before.
Well, that's what I think.
It's never been okay, and it never will be okay. You cannot live your life that way.
You're
not okay.
You're wanting me to think the same way about things that you do, and I don't. I'm still going to do the taxes because you're asking me to do them. Not interested in arguing about anything.
Then you shouldn't have treated me that way yesterday.
And
oh.
I'm sorry that I treated.
I have suffered and suffered and suffered and suffered and suffered under your tax regimen. I'm not making it up. I'm not making it up. Like, a billion out of a billion other people would look at our situation and see the same thing I'm seeing. That is pathological tax preparation, destroying your family, destroying your own soul, causing depression.
I could not understand what you said about pathological something, but...
Pathological tax preparation. Pathological tax preparation. Pathological tax preparation, destroying your family and destroying your soul.
Okay.
It's not okay. And it doesn't matter if you think about it differently than I think about it. Your family's still going to get destroyed by it. So I don't care how you think about it. I don't care if we disagree about it. It's not okay. 1 million out of 1 million people could look at the situation and say the same thing.
I'm sorry that I was cold to you yesterday.
Thank you.
I need to work on being better about that. And I'm
Thank
sorry,
you.
But I really have to go.
Thank you. Bye.
I love you, and I want you to be happy.
Thank you. Do you need any, smoking cessation supplies?
No, that's what vaping is.
It is not. It is not.
No.
It is not.
Okay. No, thank you. Also, I bought 2 pizzas when I did my food run, and the boys over there ate them. They were supposed to be, like, 4 meals worth.
Mm-hmm. So did you ask them for 2 pizzas?
No. I mean, simultaneously with me figuring that out, he offered me some of, like, a different pizza that he had made, which I ate, so I wasn't going to be like, also, you stole my pizzas, but...
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just venting, I guess.
I guess it'll just be more peanut butter and jellies at the end of the month, right?
Yeah.
Have you called the quit line?
The what?
Quit line? They can help you come up with an actual plan, which you're going to need. You're never going to quit by saying, I'm quitting tomorrow. You're going to quit by writing down an actual plan.
I'm depressed, and I have anxiety, and when you do this to me, it gives me more depression and anxiety. So
I didn't do something to you, Dustin.
Okay. I really got to go to work.
I didn't do something to you. I didn't do something to you.
I appreciate you trying to help me.
Okay, but I didn't do something to you.
Okay. Thank you for not doing something to me. I appreciate you.
I'm not telling you stuff that's going to make your life worse. You know that.
Okay. I really have to go. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You can go.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.